Hey there, everyone. Welcome to the Move Happy Movement podcast with Erin Nicole. My name is Peter Kim, and I've been a fan of the Move Happy Movement for a very long time. What I love about Erin and the Move Happy Movement is that Erin brings relevant topics with relevant data and research. On this show, Erin interviews a variety of leaders to help you empower you to find your own happiness. Maybe you're the next rock star. Maybe you're the next and up-and-coming brain surgeon. Whatever it is you inspire to do with your life, Move Happy is here to help you bring you out of the dark days and help you keep trained up with the most current and relevant information to provide for your communities. Make sure you stay tuned to the very end to find out about a VIP private competition.
All right, I am so freaking excited. My very first retired NFL player, Reggie Walker, here on the Move Happy Movement podcast and vlog. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Oh, no problem. Glad to be here.
So for those that you know, don't know your story, whatnot, I always love to say how I connect with my guests on the show, whatnot. We connected through LinkedIn. I had actually seen you on one of my fellow mental health ambassadors show, and I was like, oh my gosh, I just connected to your story, and I was like, I have to reach out and connect. And I'm happy that you were receptive of that. And yeah, so for those that, you know, haven't heard your story a little bit, you've been through some trials, some tribulations in your life, and you've been able to overcome and whatnot. What would you say is like your origin story, like to get to where you are today?
My origin story.
Little background.
Well, I would say that I fell in love with football from a very young age. Mm-hmm. I felt as if it was something that was just sensational. I couldn't believe that these people existed, that these were human beings. Like, the first time I saw it, I was just mind blown. Mm-hmm. And ever since I saw it, I think I was five, that was what I wanted to do. And yes, I did everything possible to make sure I got to that point. Like, mm-hmm, I had one singular focus. And then I think what happened too, though, at the same time was I also attached my own happiness, you could say, to it. Mm-hmm. I didn't notice it until, you know, way after the fact, you know, playing Captain Hindsight. Mm-hmm. But during that time, I really attached my happiness to it, thinking that once I get to this point, I'm going to be happy. Everything's going to be good. I'm going to be able to feel good because, mm-hmm, you know, from the age of 4 to about 12, I got molested, mm-hmm, by a family friend. It was something that had a profound effect on me in everything that I did. Yeah. And, you know, I also suffered through a lot of physical as well as mental abuse. Mm-hmm. And I really focused all that energy into making it in football, thinking, mm-hmm, you know, like, I'm going to have the money, everything's going to be happy, you know, mm-hmm, I'm going to be able to do something that I love doing because I, yeah, love football. I love the, yeah, art of it, mm-hmm, you know, and, you know, I learned a lot of great things along the way, I would, mm-hmm, say.
Yeah. And I feel like it was probably your safe space, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It was definitely a safe space. It was, you know, I could go and vent, I could go and be myself. And, mm-hmm, it was such an art to it. It's something that you could always like work on. And a mind like mine, like, I always have to be constantly working towards it. It's so right. Like, cause I want to, accomplishing things. I love creating things. Mm-hmm. I sit here and just wasted doing nothing, you know. And once I really, you know, I feel as if I'm in the rarity of people that, you know, you had a dream like when you were a kid, you know, like when you're a kid, like, I want to be an astronaut or mm-hmm. I want to be that. And I was just like, I want to be a football player. And I did that.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that once you do something like that, you're very curious to see, like, what could you do now? Like, mm-hmm. you know, with everything that you have. And I feel like that's where I'm at today with things.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I felt that synergy as well, you know, being able to accomplish a lot of things at a young age. Then it's like, all right, let's mm-hmm. dream bigger. What's the next step? So let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about what are you doing right now? What's the new thing?
So my new thing, I would say, is so when I retired, one of the things that I saw a lot was along, you know, my way was, you know, I'm from the hood. So mm-hmm. you see a lot of good things, but you also see a lot of bad things, and yeah. you see a lot of people just failing to yep. get to where they want to be. And then I go to college and I think I came in with like 27 recruits and finished with 4, like everyone else is gone. And then I go to the NFL and, you know, it's not for long, NFL, and people are dropping like flies constantly. So you're just seeing this, and but you're still here every day, like, mm-hmm. and you see the how everything works. You know yeah. exactly what you need to be doing, how you need to be doing it, mm-hmm. like how to form relationships with people.
Yeah,
and I felt as if this was, you know, amongst other things, was a skill that, like a tool set that could be taught to people. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I also didn't even, you know, like start half a season in college. Like any time I was undrafted, you know, and then I worked my way up to a team captain and I played mm-hmm. as long as I wanted and mm-hmm. did all, I left on my own terms. And it, I felt as if I, after all that happened, I had, what's the word? Like I had a lot of, I just felt, I didn't feel good about it. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. Like I didn't feel, because I felt as if I didn't, there was something that I had like left to do. Like I needed to help mm-hmm. all these other people and make sure that this was, you know, like more people can succeed going down this path than, mm-hmm. you know, what it is currently. It's very difficult. So I wrote this program. And now it's getting made into a college course, and
that's awesome.
Yeah, but
that is
no,
awesome.
Yeah, but
that's incredible.
Yeah, it's getting
See,
made
that's
into
incredible.
A college course. Yeah, so I'm super pumped. Yeah, yeah, it's like it took me 3 years to write this thing, so I'm pretty pumped. You know, I'm not
you should
like
be.
I,
yeah.
I feel like I'm like I feel like I've been like. Boasting the whole time, and I don't want to make it seem like I'm doing that, but that's why I hate talking about myself. Like it's but anyways,
and that's what
I'm
makes
just really excited.
People appreciate you, I think, even more your humility, you know. And I'm hearing a theme of mm-hmm. relentlessness, you know, all these people dropping like flies through college, a lot of people dropped out, didn't finish. Then you move up to tryouts for the NFL. A lot of people drop out, didn't get to it, but you did. You accomplished that. And now you're like teaching other people through your course. That's phenomenal. Is there a release date for it?
Man, hopefully 30 to 45 days.
Awesome.
30 to 45 days. So
that's phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this. Oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah. And then I have a TEDx, April 24th. So I'm really excited about that. We have our talk, tomorrow, uh-huh. Our event tomorrow. I'm really excited about that. Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday. Oh, I keep forgetting it's Thursday. You know, every day, just like
it's Friday Eve. Yeah. That's phenomenal though. No, I'm excited to know you, to be connected to you. I know we just met recently, but like attracts like. You're a very driven person. I'm a very driven person, and we want to help a lot of people. And I see that within you. So you're going to continue yeah. to have these opportunities because you have a big heart for people. Let's talk about the transition. So you left on your own terms for the NFL, and then you decided mm-hmm. you want to start teaching the course, making the course. Was that also at the same time? Did you start building it out while you were playing, or?
No, I retired, and if I'm being honest, I was watching YouTube mm-hmm. and at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I saw one of these videos that said, if you have like, because I was in a period where I was trying to figure out what I was going to do next. It's like, mm-hmm. I didn't know what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. All I knew is I had a bunch of time. So, but not really figure out what I wanted to do. I was like, man, I want to help like people succeed. It's like, if any like live their dream as possible, it was that for real. Yeah, I wanted people to are successful principles. Like, there's not, it's not complicated as people think it is. It just sucks. Like, there's parts of it that are just brutal. And when you talk to people who have done, you know, amazing things, it's, you hear a lot of similar things. Mm-hmm. You know, if you listen to enough of the stories, there's the same, you know, you got to be super resilient, you got to be, you know, be able to pivot, you know, you got to be able to use what you have, you know, build relationships with people. It's, you hear the same things. But, you know, the thing that I felt like I didn't get a lot of was, you know, people telling me like how to do this. Mm-hmm. Like, I had to figure it out by like falling on my face. Mm-hmm. So hopefully with the program, you know, people can, you know, fall on their face less. They're like, yeah. At the end of the day. If it does that.
I love that. And you have a lot of resilience within you. I know that just with our similar stories, molested, and I was sexually abused, physically abused from 3 to 5. So, I know, you know, speaking through and walking through that, that you've got a lot of strength within your mind that has kept you going throughout your life. What are, you know, for those that maybe have gone through something similar and are aspiring to be either athletes, professional athletes, or get into the business sector like you're doing now, what are some tips on keeping a positive mindset that you've learned or you've kind of manifested within yourself?
I would say that you learn a lot of skills in an athletic environment that are very transferable into the business world completely. It's just, I feel as if there's this, that period that people go through where they're like trying to translate things over. And then there's like a confidence issue that people got to go through. I'm just, you know, if I could sum it up, I would say, like, dude, just put yourself in that environment and be able to just understand that everything you do in business is exactly like running a team. Like, mm-hmm. if you play team sport, it's so similar. Oh my gosh. And if you can thrive in that environment, you can thrive in a business environment. I feel as if, you know, this is a personal thing, I guess, mm-hmm. but I feel like athletes should be entrepreneurs. I feel as if the skills that you learn in an athletic environment fully prepares you to go into entrepreneurship mm-hmm. Better than most other careers. But, mm-hmm. you know, that's another discussion. I would say, because I could go on for that for like ever. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So many stories.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Yeah. And you're right on the money, you know, just dive into it. Just do it. Don't hesitate is kind of the theme I'm hearing from you, is just get in, believe in yourself, and, you know, adjust as you need to.
Yeah. You got to dive in and, you know, just understand you're going to have your strengths and you're going to do some things very well. And you're going to do some things like terribly, like you suck mm-hmm. at stuff, you know, mm-hmm. it's okay. But you also have strengths that got you in this place to begin with, mm-hmm. you know, like understand how to use them. And, I think we, you know, I've been talking a lot about them. I think mainly because it just happened yesterday and I'm still kind of floating because yeah. I put so much work into it. But, you know, just having a tool set when you're going into situations is, you know, what I'm just trying to teach people and being able to be put in a situation that, like, you no idea how excited I am. Like, I'm holding it, but it's like, I put 3 years, like 3 years of just straight in a gig, like writing this thing. So I'm like, I'm going to celebrate a little bit.
Yes, you need to. And that's a part of mindset too, is celebrating those victories along the journey. Keeps you going for sure.
But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about Saturday too. And, you know, man, I'm excited to be speaking with a lot of, some really big name people in the military. That's super awesome. I'm really excited about that. And, you know, my family is, everybody for the most part is a vet. So love them and they're great. So,
yeah. For those that are listening or watching the show, we're doing a special concert series every month this year to honor our veterans and first responders. And Reggie's going to be our keynote this coming Saturday. So really excited, honored that you're making the time to speak to them. They deal with a lot, obviously, you know, going to war, or preparing and things like that, a different industry, but I feel a lot of parallels within athleticism because they need to be athletes in order to prepare and be, you know, saving our, protecting our border or outside of our borders. So I think they're going to really be receptive. And I know a ton are really excited to hear from you. So,
I'm so excited about it.
Yeah. So transitioning to our next question. So talked a lot about, you know, building teams and whatnot. Part of our happiness really is a strong connection to our social support, whether it's family, friends, you know, like-minded professionals in the industry. What are some tips, some strategies that you've learned on whether it's networking or building, you know, friendships that you can share with our audience?
And where you have common ground with someone and talking about those things and focusing on those things and using that as a bridge towards what you need or want, or what you can provide for someone, for giving someone what they need or want. Finding these points is key. Because we all have them with one another. And if you can't find them, then you just haven't looked hard enough. I really feel as if you really can't connect with anyone. You just got to give it a little time sometimes. And finding those common points is just key. And business is key. Doing sales is key. It builds that rapport. It builds so many skills, like trust mainly. It builds it quickly. It's just like asking questions. I also say talking a lot. It is kind of like, you know, I also would say get a BS sales job. Everyone should get a BS sales job and just duke it out for a year and learn how to sell. Because, man, that was one of the, I don't even say the story a lot. So, I was selling final expense burial insurance.
Oh, wow.
Because final expense burial insurance. So insurance for when, you know, for your cremation or funeral, right? And I was at a period where to be honest, like, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I had a lot of stuff I needed to work through personally. And, you know, I felt at the same time, well, if I'm going to go to do a job, like maybe like keep myself busy, then I'm going to do something with like a purpose behind it. And I wanted to learn how to sell my program. And I was just like, well, let me just go take a sales job. And I'm going to be in this place. And like, over the phone selling like, Medicare plans and final expense burial insurance, and you get a lot of practice. And now because of that, I look at everything like that, mm-hmm. which is like sales and marketing in a way, not like a sleazy car salesman, but more like a psychological sense, like, mm-hmm. like, so when you're selling over the phone, like tonality, like you need to like, really understand that everybody has like a tone that you need to like follow, and you can ask probing questions to get to that. Mm-hmm. But you can do that in your regular life when you're talking to people and you want to like form common ground with your wife. You guys haven't talked in a second. Like you can know how to ask questions like, man, how are you doing today? How's this been? Blah, blah, blah. Like mm-hmm. to just open her up. And then mm-hmm. you get to the point where to drop the bomb in sales, to drop the bomb, which is like your sales presentation. And then, okay, you do that, and then you give them your product options. And then, but that's also, you can apply that to just another conversation. Mm-hmm. Like in the same example, like with my wife, you know, I feel like I'm going on about this, but it's like,
I love it though. No, I think our audience is loving it too.
Yeah, but like with my wife, so so I gave my presentation, like, I think we should do this and I want to talk more and we should do this, blah, 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 blah. Give her my main points, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Give her an option, A or B. And then as soon as she likes it, and then as soon as she goes, like, hey, do you want a middle initial on your file? Like, blah, 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 get to the application and like close the deal. Mm-hmm. But this is just like, okay, you agreed. Like, great. Now let's just put this plan in play. My next step, I'm doing it right now. Mm-hmm. Like if you said we're doing this right now, if we're going to talk right now, if we're going to go eat dinner right now, like we're doing it right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm like sealing the deal. It really does apply to like conversation with people, and mm-hmm. I love it for that manner. And but I do love it for the fact that it did help me to understand how to sell my program in the first place, because I had no idea. That's why I wrote it for 3 years and then let it sit on the bookshelf for two other years. Like I didn't even look at it, and then I just took a leap.
That's awesome.
Like, yeah, dude. Like. Yeah, I feel like you really got me at a weird time too.
No, that's great. Like, those are great keys too, like building rapport, you know, kind of opening up the conversation by finding commonalities with someone else. You know, we can translate skills from sales to teaching to relationships in the home. I mean, those are great ways to build rapport. Yeah, I mean, and that's what I love about, you know, conversations like this, right? Is because you're not just an athlete. You're not just a husband. You're not just a entrepreneur. You know what I mean? Like we wear multiple hats, and being able to transfer from situation to situation, it requires us to have a good ability to build rapport, have relationships, because you might talk to somebody a little differently in the workplace than you do if you go to church, or, you know, different, you know, outings, recreational things like that. So those are great tips. I think that's phenomenal. And I think you should continue to celebrate. I think you should definitely post. If you haven't posted it yet, make that post. I'll share it. As far as, you know, your celebratory, that's huge. That's phenomenal. And that's 5 years of work, 2 years of rest, right? But you are still thinking about it. I'm sure you were still figuring out how to keep it moving and whatnot. So
I had to go on a path of in those two periods. I wrote this thing. I wrote the program, went to a treatment center because that's when I had gotten like suicidal. Just really wasn't taking care of myself and didn't know what I wanted to do, and really kind of lost a lot of purpose and things. And, but I think the biggest thing was, you know, I was 27, and when you go through all this trauma, the the thing is, it leaves its mark. Mm-hmm. And it was 27 years of just undealt with stuff.
Yep.
And then now that the mechanism that was kind of keeping things at bay, like football, I could go out and release, mm-hmm. was taken away. Like, it was done. I was done with it. It wasn't taken away. But when that was gone and having nothing to like fill that in, mm-hmm. and I was just like dealing with it. Yeah. Like, and I was going through therapy. Like, I wanted to deal with it, but going to therapy once a week wasn't enough. Like, I had to go to the treatment center.
Yeah. So,
and, oh, man, like, I had to go. Mm-hmm. And but I'm glad I went.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Hold on.
No, you're good. And I think that was another thing that we had connected on too, was the fact that I had this whole Move Happy thing started in a psych hospital. And that's what we connected on too. Cause I was like, the fitness program there sucked. I had to make it better for the patients. Yeah. They deserved it. And you were, and you hadn't told me that yet. I was just sharing my story and you were like, I'm so glad that you made it better despite the paycheck. You know what I mean?
Like getting them to move. Yes. Like, dude, it's so good for you. But but you know, I had to go to the treatment center. I knew I had to go. And then came out, thought everything was fine.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, like, I feel like it's a normal thought. Like, I went in, I did my 30 days, and mm-hmm. because it was like, I was so suicidal. And depression, anxiety, just like the boulder was just, I couldn't carry it anymore.
Yeah.
So I come out, I'm like, okay, I did my 30 days. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's cured. And that's not how this works. Like, it's like a maintenance. Like, you need, there's things you need to have in place. Like, and I didn't think that. So because I did that, I ended up having to go again the second time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second time, that's when I finally like, okay, like the ship righted at that point. Mm-hmm. Because it was just like, dude, 27 years of just filth, like, just garbage, just negativity, like just like tar.
Yep.
Just clogging your engine up. You know, it takes a long time to get that out. And, you know, I was just grateful that treatment centers existed.
Yeah.
That it had, because I needed it. You know, whew, man, I haven't talked about this in a while. That's why I'm just, I'm just really grateful for it.
I'm grateful on the other end, being a practitioner that was in the hospital setting. Cause you know, I lost my dad my third day on the job. I had no sick leave built up. I couldn't miss a day of work other than their like 4 days, you know, state allowed grievance, whatnot. But my patients were the ones that helped heal me, you know, checking in on me. Hey, how you doing, Aaron? You know, being that human to human connection, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that's another thing that connected us too, in that we're all human beings. We all need each other for different capacities. We all have value. We all can add value to the table. It's how we choose to live our lives. And you've done a lot in comparatively to what is the average age in US, like 78 or something for men, you know, for their lifespan, to go from like 0 to 27, and you've already been in the NFL, you've already done the college thing, now you've got this course that's about to be in universities. You've done a lot in a short amount of time comparatively, but you also were dealing with a lot of shit, pardon my French. You've been through some stuff. And I think it's phenomenal how kind you are to others and that you want to add value. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just feel you have to.
You have to.
You have to. like, if you know you can help people, but you know, like, you gotta help people.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just glad to be in a position that's grateful, very grateful.
Yeah. And I'm grateful that we were able to connect on LinkedIn. You know, I'm grateful for social media. There's some bad stuff out there, but I would say overall it's good if you know where to look and if you just ignore all the junk.
Yeah.
For sure. So let's talk a little bit about so the third pillar of Move Happy is about movement, right? We talk about that movement on a budget because it was a psych hospital. Is football your most enjoyable way to move your body? Or now that you're transitioned out of the NFL, have you found something new that you enjoy to really kick your butt into gear?
I train kids, and that's pretty fun. Cool. Because I can still like do the athletic movements, and mm-hmm. I always enjoy like, you know, just being an athlete. I always mm-hmm. enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
So I love yoga too. Mm-hmm. You know, just moving in one place and being able to work out and cool. get my cardio and all that in one spot.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's unmatched. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, for me that is,
mm-hmm.
but, yeah, that's how I move normally.
That's awesome. Love that. Yeah, and you could do that anywhere. If you're traveling or whatnot, you can get your out. And
I go on my little walks, too. Like, yeah? Two, three times. Yeah, I love my walks.
Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I love that. Now, what are you really excited about right now that we can support you with here at Move Happy?
I would say just, you know, when my program comes out, like, mm-hmm. you know, go and get it. But, other than that, if you just want to connect with me, just, you know, hit up my LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. You know, I usually respond. I'm pretty active on LinkedIn, usually, mostly, depending mm-hmm. on the week.
depending
on how many projects I have going. But, I would just say that, you know. And then go, you know, watch my TEDx April 24th and tune into the event on Saturday.
That's awesome. Yeah, we'll make sure to put the link in the comments once we post this out to connect with you on LinkedIn. And then I always love to close out the show with just like a surprise impromptu question. I actually asked the audience earlier this morning. So they had a couple questions. This person wanted to be anonymous. So they said, what is your favorite memory on the field or off the field while you were an NFL athlete?
On the field or off the field, favorite moment. I would say finding out that I made the team. Mm-hmm. My first year as an undrafted free agent. And mm-hmm. I remember like waiting after the meeting and asking my coach, and I was just like, so it was like this hit. And he was just like, it's like, I made it. And he's like, yeah, dude, you made it. And he was just like, good job. Like you earned it. And I was just like, what? Like, you know, like I freaking did it.
Yeah.
I would say that was probably like my favorite football memory. You know, because a lot of, you know, I played in a lot of games, but you don't really remember too many of the games. Not like from taking hit too many shots thing, but no, you really more remember like the relationships you have with people in specific mm-hmm. situations that were just like funny or really, really bad. I feel like that's you really the important things. Yeah, because that was really what was the important part about it.
Yeah. Now, how did you celebrate? Do you remember?
In the league? I think I just went home and kind of sat in silence for a while.
Aww, like it was overwhelming joy.
I was just in shock.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was just shocked, like shell shocked. It was crazy. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again for taking the time to be on the show here. Can you hear me? I think we froze a little bit. There you are. There you are. Thank you so much for taking the time today. This has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
And we'll see you on Saturday. Those that are veterans, first responders, we'll make sure they get that invite out. And any last parting words of wisdom or motivation? Well,
I have nothing left. <Even that.
laughs> Well, thank you again, Reggie. This has been awesome. Thank you.
No, thank you, Eric.
All right, that's a wrap, folks. Thank you so much for listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast and or watching us on YouTube on the vlog. If we added any value to you today, it would mean the world to me if you would share this on social media. Maybe write a post if there's a certain section within the episode that really stood out to you. Write a couple sentences and then tag us on Facebook, Instagram, and on TikTok. We are at The Real Move Happy, and that ad, of course, is the at sign. On Twitter, Move Happy Team. Snapchat, The Move Happy. LinkedIn, you can tag me, Erin Nicole. And on the business page, Move-Happy. And we really appreciate your support. Those of you that have been sharing consistently and going to iTunes and writing reviews on the show, I am actually organizing a fun concert exclusively for you that are sharing consistently and getting my attention. So once we get 10,000 downloads of the show, again, we don't do ads, we don't do bots. This is all real word of mouth, spreading the word. That's when I'm going to send the first level concert invites out. So I'm going to check the website right now. One second here. All right, and we are at 2,386, so we've got a little ways to go, but we are growing steadily, so make sure you share this if we added value to you. And I love you all. If you're a veteran or first responder, make sure you reach out to me on any social media or shoot me an email, Erin, E-R-I-N, at themovehappy.com if you want an invite to your special concert series this coming Saturday, where you get to hear from Reggie in person, so to speak, on Zoom for you and your family. And I love you guys. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. See you next week, or see you Saturday if you're a veteran or first responder. Bye.